and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 13th of February, 2008. It was on this day, 1974, author Alexander Solzhenitsyn was exiled from the Soviet Union. He was convicted of treason on the 12th. He was sent out of the country the next day, and it would be 20 years before he ever set foot in Russia again. He'd made himself an enemy of the state by publishing novels based on his experience in Stalin's forced labor camps. He wrote the novels in secret. His friends smuggled them out of the country. They were published abroad. He was always on the verge of being caught. And in December of 1973, the KGB discovered a draft of The Gulag Archipelago, Solzhenitsyn's work, the first book to document the existence of the camps and to capture the full horror of what happened there. And that was the crime that got him exiled. He lived with his family on a little farm in Vermont. He continued to write, working 7 days a week, almost the entire day, feeling a responsibility to tell the stories of the people whose lives and deaths had inspired him. It's the birthday of William Roughead, born in Edinburgh in 1870, a lawyer who was fascinated by murder trials and who attended them and wrote about them, starting with the trial of Jessie King, the last woman ever hung in Edinburgh. For almost 60 years, William Roughead attended every major murder trial held in Edinburgh High Court. He wrote about them for legal journals, but his first collection of crime stories, 12 Scots Trials in 1913, became very, very popular. He published more than 13 anthologies of crime, and his writing was admired by Henry James and later by Joyce Carol Oates, who wrote, "Roughead wrote in a style that combined intelligence, witty skepticism, and a flair for old-fashioned storytelling and moralizing." It's the birthday of the cartoonist Sidney Smith, born in 1877 in Bloomington, Illinois, who drew the comic strip The Gumps for the Chicago Tribune, the first comic strip about utterly average Americans. It later became a popular radio series. And it was on this day in 1914, the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, ASCAP, was founded by a number of composers, including Irving Berlin, John Philip Sousa, and Victor Herbert, to protect their work from being pirated by others. Here's a poem for today by William Reichard entitled Dream Home. It's south of here because mostly everything is. What is north is smaller, thicker, more compact to keep out the cold. Down there, where it's warmer, it spreads out luxuriously across a flattened mountaintop. There's a lake below, more mountains beyond. The scenery is guaranteed. Down there, our lives would be something to marvel at. Breakfast on the terrace every day. A swim in the afternoon. Dinner by candlelight every night. Down there, life would be just like it is in the movies, the old movies at least, elegant yet simple, in an age that must remain unquestioned. Up here, it's much more complicated, or it's just not so clear or classy. Dinner is served in front of the television, and most of the year you can't eat outside. Enter every day for your chance to win, cries the television promotion. And we do, oh Lord, yes we do. A poem by William Reichard, Dream Home, from his collection This Brightness, published by Midlist Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek and Andrea McAvee. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.